Hi, I'm Dr. Fred Silva of Arcana Laboratories, coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, with another installment of Throwback Thursday. This is a personal story of Dr. Paul Kimmelsteel. My first exposure to Dr. Paul Kimmelsteel was in the last 20 minutes or so of a pharmacology talk by the chairwoman of the Department of Pharmacology at the University of Oklahoma Medical School. She was near to finishing her lectures when he entered, a short, older individual smoking a pipe. It should be noted that smoking in lecture halls were allowed at that time. He walked around the center table she was lecturing at and sat down at the end of the table to wait for her to finish. He had the next lecture on renal disease. She finished, and he proceeded to give the renal lecture that few of us really understood. His name, we would later find out, was Paul Kimmelsteel. We would also later find out that he was considered one of the greats in renal pathology and actually had a morphologic lesion, if not a disease, named after him. He would give us renal pathology lecture on things called humps and glomerulonephritis, but we all found kidney disease hard to follow or somewhat uninteresting. My second exposure to Dr. Kimmelsteel was when our chief of pediatric nephrology, Dr. Wenzel, took me to Dr. Kimmelsteel's office to look at a kidney biopsy. Although I wasn't especially enamored by the kidney at that stage, feeling that electrolytes, acid base, etc. was really pretty boring and not very understandable, I couldn't wait to hear the brilliant words coming forth from this oracle, not from Delphi, but from Oklahoma. Although Kimmelsteel had moved around, it was said that his best work, apart from the 1936 classic paper on diabetic nephropathy with Kimmelsteel-Wilson nodules, was at OU. When he looked at the kidney biopsy that Dr. Wenzel brought him, his words were, "I've never seen anything like that." To me, that was a surprise, disappointment, and guidance for the rest of my pathology life, something I would follow those words often. Dr. Kimmelsteel was born in Hamburg and did his training while German medicine was still in its heyday. He studied at 5 universities and eventually became assistant in Hamburg under the renowned Dr. Theodor Farr, the leading kidney pathologist of the time. In 1934, because of the Nazi oppression, he immigrated to the Mallory Institute at Boston City Hospital. He was a professor of pathology at the Medical College of Virginia and coroner of Richmond, and later director of laboratories at Charlotte Memorial Hospital. There, he was one of the first to open a school for cytology technicians. Soon thereafter, he moved to Milwaukee County Hospital at Marquette University. And for the last 4 years of his life, he was distinguished professor of pathology at the University of Oklahoma. His studies included shock kidney, chronic pyelonephritis, and independently described the hump, the glomerular subepithelial deposit. As noted in another podcast, Dr. Kimmelsteel helped solve the controversy about the glomerular mesangium when he termed it intercapillary in his classic paper in 1936 with Clifford Wilson on diabetes. Dr. Kimmelsteel had grown up in Germany and was a pathologist in a fairly small town where over 120 children died of pneumonia alba, as miliary pulmonary TB was called at that time. These unfortunate children had been given BCG, a common preventative for ever-present TB in Europe at the time, but unfortunately, these doses of injected BCG were contaminated with the live TB organisms. It was an awful mistake. Like many pathologists of the time, Dr. Kimmelsteel himself came down with TB, and as I recall, was placed in one of the ever-present TB asylums in Europe. He did recover. Toward the end of his life, he had complications of COPD, and would only let the renowned chair of pulmonary medicine take care of him and draw his blood. If the blood drawing had to be done at night, the pulmonary chairman came in to do it. Dr. Paul Kimmelsteel was considered by his peers as one of the great renal pathologists of the time and participated in many national, international renal symposia and conferences. The discovery of the Kimmelsteel-Wilson nodule, Dr. Kimmelsteel told us we could call it the Kimmelsteel-Wilson nodule, but he didn't like the name Kimmelsteel-Wilson disease, as some had given diabetic nephropathy. There is a backstory to the discovery of the KW nodule, but I will not go into it at the present time. Dr. Kimmelsteel wrote one of the early papers on mesangial interposition in diabetes and many other contributions in renal disease. At the University of Oklahoma, there was a fellowship in renal pathology named in his honor. Dr. Kimmelsteel died in Oklahoma City in 1970 at the age of 71. An interesting backstory is that his first scientific paper was in 1922, in which he reported a peculiar bactericidal property of the root bacillus. These properties were mediated by the diffusion of a bacteriolytic agent that proved lethal to staphylococci and other microorganisms. This unequivocally clear description of an antibiotic principle anticipated Sir Alexander Fleming's discovery of penicillin by 6 or 7 years.
Thank you for listening. This podcast and more can be found in the iTunes and Google Play stores. For more information and educational programming like this, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or visit us on the web at arcanalabs.com.